This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 20th, 2023. Playing chess using amateur radio. Haven't heard of that? Well, the concept may have begun in 1912 when a group of college students from then the Case Institute of Technology and Western Reserve University, now Case Western Reserve University, CWRU, wanted to challenge chess players at the Ohio State University. Though the official origin is still debated, clippings from a 1912 issue of the Case Tech, one of CWRU's former student newspapers, reveal that the challenge was made when the CWRU Wireless Club procured a Morse code transceiver. Faculty advisor to the Case Amateur Radio Club, W8EDU, David Kasdan, AD8Y, said there are no official records of that match, so the challenge was reproposed this year by the Case Western Amateur Radio Club, and with the help of the OSU's Amateur Radio and RF Club, W8LT, the game was on. It started on September 26th as a round-robin tournament with other schools and is now moving into an elimination phase. The setup is the same as any chess game except that players are in different locations. Chess moves are relayed by amateur radio, either by voice or Morse code. CWRU started the tournament strong with a win against Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, but they lost the long-anticipated game against OSU. W8LT President Arthur Nowitzki, KE8MXF, said the tournament is a series of test games to determine the best way to incorporate amateur radio into what is now referred to as ham chess. Now we're using Echo Link through a Cleveland, Ohio repeater with algebraic chess notations relayed by voice, said Nowitzki. In the future, each chess team will determine what method works best for them on skill and participation. Of course, he added that the blending of the school's chess and amateur radio clubs makes for a great campus experience and opportunity for community involvement. W8EDU President Adam Goodman, W7OKE, said collegiate amateur clubs are still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, and ham chess is a great way to re-energize amateur radio clubs and involve other college organizations. In 1945, the United States and the USSR squared off in a radio chess tournament using CW. In the 1980s, Chess and Amateur Radio International, a club with more than 200 members, used 20-meter single sideband in a match between 5 U.S. players and 5 players in Oceania, a geographical region spanning the eastern and western hemispheres. Today, more than a dozen college amateur radio and chess clubs are participating in ham chess events, and college and university radio clubs, including those participating in the chess tournament, regularly network with each other using the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program. On October 8, 2023, more than 140 amateur radio operators from 5 Midwest states assisted 2,000 volunteer medical personnel at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. This is the 15th consecutive year that amateur radio operators have helped coordinate medical responses and arrange for medical resupplies at the Chicago Marathon. About 49,000 runners entered this year's event. The citywide marathon uses 6 main repeater channels and deploys 4 temporary repeaters. New this year was the official use of the Automatic Packet Reporting System, APRS. Other organizations have trialed that, and it worked, so they used it at their other events, including the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle and the Chicago 13.1. APRS radios were deployed to amateur communications teams in Chicago's Grant Park after the race was finished. A total of 30 radio operators worked in various capacities before and after the race. Also, there were 100 ham radio operators stationed at each of the 20 course medical tents and the medical hub. In forward command, 10 amateur radio operators served as net controls, traffic handlers, logging specialists, and expediters. Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communication has been nationally recognized for its ability to fully integrate all available resources, and amateur radio operators have been publicly recognized by the Federal Emergency Management Agency observers for their performance during the event. President of Ham Radio Chicago and former president of the North Shore Radio Club, Robert Orr, K9RST, said that amateur radio has an important seat at the communications table. Amateur radio is an important part of that event. However, it's just one small component of a very complex event that requires more than 10,000 volunteers to be successful. Amateur radio has a unique role and works alongside the other many specialty service groups that are required to support an event of this magnitude, he said. And that event has shown that amateur radio is very much alive and doing well. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Continuing from last week about Doppler. We would like to correct for Doppler in 1 hertz steps. Satellite radios can do this. I'm looking at a 20-degree high pass of SO50, and the satellite is published 70-centimeter receive frequency is 436.795 megahertz. When the satellite first came into view for me at the horizon, the Doppler had me tuned to 436.803 megahertz. Towards the end of the pass, the frequency was 436.787 megahertz. What I do is pick about 5, 7, or 9 memory channels. For this demonstration, I'll only pick 5. In the center channel, which in this case would be number 3, enter the published frequency for the satellite. Now, in number 2, with the smallest step your radio will tune, for mine it's 2.5 kHz, store 1 step down. Change to channel 1 and store 1 step down from that. Do the same thing on channels 4 and 5, but they will each be 1 step up from the published frequency that you have in channel 3. Here is a trick. You may have to move some channels around. If you programmed 4 channels at 2.5 kHz each, that's 10 kHz. You can get one more, maybe 2, in there if you change the step to 12.5 kHz. My radio also has 6.25 kHz steps. I get a couple more stored. The benefit to this is that the more you match the satellite's frequency, the more you can hear or transmit to match it. If you program the frequencies for receive as the satellite is coming towards you, start with channel 1. Move to channel 2 or 3, and if necessary, back to channel 1 or 2 to find the sweet spot. All of a sudden, you will hear the satellite. That means you now will be moving up to the next channel, and so on. Sometimes go back 1 or 2 if you're not hearing. I hope this makes sense and helps you increase your ability to hear and transmit to the satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. ARRL has a new POTA book to help radio amateurs enjoy one of the fastest-growing communities within the hobby. Participants in the Parks on the Air POTA have built one of the most vibrant on-air communities in contemporary ham radio. Park hunters comb the airways and activators operating from the lawns of sprawling public mansions, stoops at urban historic sites, forest glades, rocky mountaintops, seaside beaches, and just about any other state or federal park in the country, and many entities abroad. The Parks on the Air book gives you a look at the setups and processes of 14 operators from a variety of skill levels and backgrounds, and offers advice and motivation for taking your radio out to a park. Each chapter includes a detailed gear list so you can see exactly what your fellow operators are using, whether they're leaders of the pack like Kerry Wright, WB3WAV, and Clint Sprott, W9AV, or folks just getting started with Parks on the Air. Setups cover satellite operations, QRP, urban backpack portable, activating tailgate style, wire antennas for POTA, and more. And whether you want to plan a multi-state rove, toss a wire into a tree in a nearby park, or hunt activators from the comfort of your home station, the Parks on the Air book provides an insight and expertise in a beautiful full-color format brimming with photos and celebrate ham radio and the wonderful shared resource of our state and national parks. Visit ARRL.org for ordering information and member discounts. And there is a special Parks on the Air POTA event that will take place at the Widewater State Park in Stafford, Virginia on October 21st, 2023. Amateur radio operators will use the special event call sign W4W to make as many contacts as they can. Their radios will be powered by batteries and solar cells. We welcome park visitors to watch us in action and learn more about this aspect of our century-old hobby, combining radio operating skills and the outdoors, said Steve Herman, W7VOA, president of the Stafford Amateur Radio Association and a member of the Friends of Widewater State Park. The World Heritage Grimeton radio station, SAQ, will transmit a peace message to the world for United Nations Day on October 24th, 2023 at 1700 CET, that's 1500 UTC. The message will be on 17.2 kHz CW and transmitted via the station's 99-year-old 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator. SAQ will air test transmissions on Monday, October 23rd between 1300 and 1600 CET. The full schedule of the event is as follows. The live stream will begin at 1625 CET. Startup and tuning of the Alexanderson alternator will begin at 1630 CET, and the peace message will be transmitted at 1700 CET. And that event will be live streamed on the Alexander Grimeton's Friendship Association's YouTube channel. The U.S. Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System, known as MARS, will be celebrating 75 years of service this November. There will be a special event starting at 001 Zulu on November 5th, 2023, and it will run through 2359 Zulu on Veterans Day, November 11th. The event will challenge amateur radio operators to contact as many of the 10 communications wings as they can. More than 700 MARS stations will be calling CQ in the technician and general portion of the 160 to 6-meter bands using single sideband CW and digital modes. Special event call signs will be W1A through W1K, and bonus station call signs will be K4AF and KE6UEU. QSL cards will not be issued, but a certificate will be available for every contact. Additional information can be found at the U.S. Air Force MARS website. In radio sport, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly WNAW portable operations, including October 18th through the 24th, Nebraska, W1AW/0, and Alabama, W1AW/4, October 25th through the 31st, Virginia, W1AW/4, Michigan, W1AW/8, and Arkansas, W1AW/5. Upcoming contest on October 20th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. October 20th through the 23rd, the Pioneers QSO Party, CW and digital. October 21st and 22nd, it's the JARTS WW RIDI contest, digital there. October 21st through the 22nd as well, the YBDXPI FT8 contest, FT8. The 1010 International Fall contest, CW. And the New York QSO Party, CW phone and digital. October 22nd and 23rd, the YLRL DXNAYL Anniversary Contest, CW Phone and Digital. And on October 21st through the 22nd, it's the Worked All Germany Contest, CW and Phone. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on October 20th through the 22nd, it's Pacificon hosting the ARRL Division Convention. That's in San Ramon, California. November 4th and 5th, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention. That's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And on November 4th, the Wisconsin Aries Races Conference 2023 hosting the ARRL Wisconsin Section Convention, and that will be in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And a reminder that the ARRO website will be unavailable on Monday, October 23rd, 2023 for scheduled maintenance. Those needing assistance with joining the ARRL or renewing their existing memberships, as well as anyone interested in ordering products offered by ARRL, can call the ARRO Membership Services Team at 888-277-5289. That's toll-free in the U.S. or 860-594-0200 from 8 a.m. through 7 p.m., and you can check the ARRL Facebook page for more updates. And finally this week, thanks to the East Pasco Amateur Radio Society in Dade City, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.